Zvachim per ches mishnah dalet 8:4. Here we have evre chatas shnes arvo be evre ola. Here instead of having just pieces, you have whole limbs of a chatas and an ola getting mixed up together. The reason why we're saying limbs and not just pieces is because there's a specific way in which an ola is meant to be butchered when it's brought, and it's brought into the fire in with specific avarim. So here, let's say you have two, legs. One is the ola leg and one is a chatas leg. You're not sure which is which. Now, you're sort of stuck because the ola can't be eaten and the chatas can't be burned. What are you going to do? So here we have machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, it's based on psukim. He understands that even though it's true you're not supposed to burn the chatas meat, you have to eat it, technically speaking, you could bring it on the mizbech as long as you don't have in mind that it should be ola l'reach nichoach. It's burned for the sake of, a fragrance, a pleasing fragrance. So you therefore could, in theory, say, I'm putting the chatas limb not for the sake of an offering, not for reach nichoach, not that it should have haktara, but just that it's got to be the fuel for the fire, like it's like a piece of wood. And therefore, even though, of course, that's not ideal, it's better to eat it, at least this way you can do one out of two. In other words, if you say you can't eat the ola and you can't burn the chatas, you're stuck doing neither. If you treat the chatas as like the leg of the chatas as like a fuel source, as like wood, so then you won't eat it, but you will at least burn the ola leg like you're supposed to. Which is better, says Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum essentially reject his drasha, and they say, no, you're not supposed to burn the limbs of a chatas on the mizbeach, even if not having in mind that it should be for reich nechoach, and therefore they say, indeed, essentially you're stuck. It says the Mishnah inside, Evrei chatas shnitz arva be'evrei ola, the two legs get mixed up, Rabbi Eliezer omer yiten lema'alan, he says, put them both up top, meaning on the burning pyre on top of the altar, and v'ruwa ani es basara chatas melamalan ki'ilu hu eitzim, and I view, says Rabbi Eliezer, the limb that from the chatas, whichever one it is, as being essentially the fuel source as wood burning there to burn the ola, which, like he said, is okay as long as you explicitly have in mind that it shouldn't be the reich nechoach. Now, as it happens, you're supposed to dafka have in mind that it's reich nechoach for the ola. So what you have to do is you have to bring both legs up there, and the kohen will have to essentially make an explicit condition to Tanai and says, the one of the legs here that is the ola dafka should be l'reach nichoach, and the one that's a chatas, whichever it is, should dafka not be l'reach nichoach. And then that'll work, says Rabbi Eliezer. But the chacham who reject his drasha say, no, you can't l'chachila go and put the limb of a chatas on the mizbeach for burning. Therefore they say, chacham omrim, to ubar tzurasan, wait till, literally means till it's sort of its shape passes. That's the literal translation. But the idea is that if you leave it past the deadline, it's no longer allowed to be eaten, and probably reference to the fact that it's sort of spoiled meat. But the halachic point here is you wait until the deadline is passed. In the case of both a chatas and an ola, that means tomorrow morning. So you don't burn it today because you can't burn it while it's still a valid chatas meat. But tomorrow, once it's invalid, you have to burn it. And then the Yetzel Beisas Reifa, you will burn it. Of course, you won't burn it on the Mizbeach anymore because it's not a valid korban anymore. Even the ola limb isn't. So it's taken to the Beisas Reifa where all invalid korbanos are burned. And although usually when a korban becomes invalidated, at that point it should be burned promptly, not wait till the next day. Here you can't burn it promptly because you'd be essentially destroying the limbs of a legitimate valid korban. And that's forbidden, of course. So therefore you wait till the time has passed, which is referred to in the halacha and the Mishnah here as tu bar tzurasan, and at that point it's totally invalid, and therefore at that point you can burn it, and you'll burn both legs at that time.